the top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go. Four, three,
two, one. Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
The president spoke to reporters today after the G7 summit, and he said, you know, next year, well, why don't we make it the G8? What's wrong with Russia? It's fine.
Putin can come.
Yeah, no big deal.
Whether I win or not, I have to do the right thing. So I don't do things for political reasons. Is it good? Probably not. Maybe it is. I mean, a lot of people are smart. A lot of people say having Russia, which is a power, having them inside the room is better than having them outside the room. By the way, there were numerous people during the G7 that felt that way. And we didn't take a vote or anything, but we did discuss it. My inclination is to say, yes, they should be in. It was President Obama. I'm not blaming him, but a lot of bad things happened with President Putin and President Obama.
I'm blaming him. Yes, you are. That he tricked, he was completely tricked. That's what he said. Putin completely tricked Obama and invaded Crimea when Obama wasn't looking. He turned his back, and the next thing you know, invaded Crimea, didn't even know. Come on.
But we're moving forward, right?
There's another thing that I think that the president misses about what the G7 is that the G7 is not just the top economies in the world, because they're missing the number two economy in the world in the G7. Mm-hmm. There's no China in the G7. Right? Would he be encouraging China to be in if it's a big economy? Why does he just want Putin in and not Xi in?
That might change next week.
It won't.
Right now, he's not really happy with China.
Right, but that's not what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying
to say he wouldn't be a member, but we would invite him to have him there. But then I don't think he'd be comfortable, Putin, showing up at something like this, mm-hmm. because he wouldn't be a full member and he couldn't handle that.
Okay. Who died and made him king of the world? All right, hold on. But it gets better. Because I just want everybody to imagine any other president in the history of the United States, or any other tin horn dictator around the world suggesting this. And what would be your reaction to it? Next year, the G7 meeting will happen in America. So the president thought, as it turns out, I got a lot of things.
They got a spot for that.
Yeah.
Venue.
If you really want to do it, I'll tell you, I got a perfect place in Miami. It's called Doral.
Doral happens to be within Miami. It's a city. It's a wonderful place. It's a very, very successful area of Florida. It's very importantly only 5 minutes from the airport. The airport's right next door.
Mm-hmm.
We have a series of magnificent buildings. We call them bungalows. They each hold from 50 to 70 very luxurious rooms with magnificent views. We have incredible conference rooms, incredible restaurants. It's like such a natural. We wouldn't even have to do the work that they did here, and they've done a beautiful job. They've really done a beautiful job. The ballrooms are among the biggest in Florida and the best.
Oh, no.
It's brand new, and they want that. My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money.
In his opinion.
I don't want to make money.
No.
I don't care about making money.
Of course not. You never cared about making money or having gold things in your house. It's never about the
bungalows.
It's never about the money. You never ever bragged about how much money you made. It was never about the money for you. It's only about doing. He's not political. Remember, he started off by saying, "I don't do things for politics," and then he ended up with, "I don't. I got nothing to do with the money. It's got nothing to do with the money." Okay, it sounded like I have been to timeshare pitches that were less salesy than that.
That's true. Did he come home with free pots and pans?
Right. All of a sudden, he should have been giving away grapefruits and oranges in bags to people. Take these are from Doral. Take them home. Your wife will love them.
Little swag bag. Get you interested in the property for next year.
He sold his property. Okay. I just, again, There are a lot of properties in America. There's a lot of places in America.
And Miami may not be the best place in the summer either. That's all I'm saying. Throwing that out there.
You could do the G7, and there's 50 states. You could do it anywhere you want to do it. You made it easier for Abe and put it in Hawaii. Although he's got a place in Hawaii, too. So I just, Vegas, maybe? That'd be fun.
Oh, gee. Can we trust our world leaders in Vegas? All of there.
I mean, really? I mean, that's the best. It would be perfect. Why is he selling his own property that, by the way, was $175 million to put on this thing in Canada last year? We don't know what the final total was for Biarritz for France, but it was $175 million. Right, so imagine the rentals and all that. In my opinion, I wouldn't make money. In his opinion, he wouldn't make money.
I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
No, never. Never once has he cared about making money.
Beautiful bungalows, though. Amazing parking.
There's no way to find the bungalow park. Because I love that. He's selling it, and you're like...
He was almost selling through the clothes. They're all, right. They're all already shaking their heads. Like, hey, let's go.
Bungalows? 50 private? To 75 private bungalows? That'd be beautiful.
We have a series of magnificent buildings. We call them bungalows.
Okay. Again, I just ask you, imagine any other president in the history of the United States, or again, I'm throwing in every tin horn dictator you ever thought of in your own mind, that was trying to sell his own properties arguably the most important meeting of world leaders. And again, the G7 is about democracies. It's the G7 democracies. And technically, Russia is a democracy, but Putin wins every time
election.
By 96%. Technically, Iraq was a democracy when Saddam Hussein would win by 103%.
Every time.
Yes. All right. Just saying. All right, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Nothing here should make you feel uncomfortable.
It's a nice commercial for.
Although it did make me think. Now Doral is a beautiful golf club.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's
so
a beautiful.
Thinking you
golf
want to go there now?
Now I'm thinking I get a bungalow.
Yeah, but we didn't know they had bungalows.
So he realizes that even if he doesn't get the G7 there, great free publicity. I don't care about making money. I don't care.
Number four.
In Michigan, Marysville City Council candidate Gene Kramer. I blame Trump for this, too, by the way.
Uh-oh. What happened there?
Oh, boy. Wait to hear about this. She said she doesn't have any plans to back out of the race, despite coming under fire for comments that she made that I think some people might consider to be racist.
My suggestion, recommendation, keep Marysville a white community as much as possible. Seriously. In other words, no foreign-born people because in our past, what we have experienced, it's better to have it simply American born, put it that way.
Okay.
What's happening?
Yeah, I know. And then, after the forum, reporters decided. Exactly. Well, you want to clarify that?
Why do you think Marysville should stay white?
We like it the way it is. If people are coming here to get away from their own country, what they should do is, or need to do, is go back to their own country and straighten it out.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what the Jews should have done when they were trying to get out of Europe in the 1930s.
Oh, geez. I think I need some Tylenol for my head right now.
I do, too. It's about to explode. She's also said some other really horrible things.
Wait. I got more. But what about the Canadian couple who recently moved to Marysville?
They're both white.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
But she's foreign.
Right. I don't know if Canadian would be foreign.
Oh, my God.
Was she produced at a Russian troll farm and then planted?
She's one of Putin's.
She's got 13 numbers after her name.
Right.
I just watched The Great Hack on Netflix. This is exactly what they were talking about.
Really? Is that a new show?
Oh, it's a documentary. You have to see it. It's all about Cambridge Analytica.
Ah. Okay, that's on my list officially.
There you go.
It's happening.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Right. And see, the thing is, see, here's the deal. This is the difference now. And this is provable. The difference is now people, there are a lot of people who've had those thoughts in their head, but they just never ran for office and said them out loud because they thought, well, I'm never going to get elected for having this thought. People aren't going to go with me. No, she's proud of these thoughts now because it's represented at the very, because it's reinforced to her on her Facebook page and on cable news and every once in a while on something that the president of the United States says. So it's okay. She also said that she doesn't mind black people as long as they marry within their race.
Right, like Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
They were the same race. That was one of her comments. Yeah. She's dropped out, by the way.
Yeah, her city council run had a good run.
She's done. Right. What do you do after that? Where do you work?
She did back out because it says she's now backed out?
An hour ago.
Oh, yeah, all right, good. She's, oh, well, that's too bad.
Good effort, though.
Great message.
Hey, fight for what you believe in, Jean Kramer.
She had a good run.
Stay on message.
Yeah. Stay on brand. Sure as hell stayed on brand.
You know what, Jean? You're too good for the Marysville City Council. You should run for... You know, actually, she can actually get a job in the cabinet probably now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
He should go in and save her. I like what she was saying. By the way, could you sell a bungalow at Doral? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. We'll get to your three or two and your one.
She's a Russian operative. I'm convinced. Russian troll farm plant.
They're both white.
They're both white.
Well, they're Canadians, though. Oh. Are those fair? I guess that is foreign. Moron. All right. We'll get to your... Oh, God. Is it really? Really? All of a sudden, now the president seems completely rational trying to sell me a bungalow, trying to sell Putin a bungalow at Doral next year.
You're thinking about it.
He could go to the G7. He's not a member, but he could be there because he tricked Obama. Black guy, not a Canadian. Married out of his race. No, wait, no. His mother did. Oh, my God. Imagine how mad this woman has to be about that. We should have gotten her thoughts on the Obama presidency. All right, we'll get your 3, 2, and 1. But first, come on, Kim, what's coming up with the news at the bottom of the hour?
We're following a groundbreaking ruling in Oklahoma over who's to blame for the opioid crisis.
Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe. Micah Mater and Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on WGN. Mm-hmm. Top 5.
Number 3.
Andrew Luck shocked the sporting world by retiring right before the Bears game on Saturday night down in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say I heard the reaction. Yeah, it hurt. I'll be honest, Chap. It hurt.
He was booed off the field.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Guy who lives in constant pain, who retires, doesn't want to retire.
Tom Brady
had
something to say, Anna, about this. He appeared on WEEI's, the Wee-Wee, the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Another number 12.
And he says he understood the reason to walk away.
You know, it's his life. Everyone has the right to choose what they want to do. And, you know, he had a great career, and he was a great player. So everybody wishes, you know, they could be healthy all the time. And it's a very, you know, it's a contact sport. And he's, you know, certainly had his fair share of injuries. So, you know, guys retire at different times. Some at the end of the season. I've seen a lot of guys retire before the season gets going, and this is just one of those examples.
It's pretty incredible. He's outlasted Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is what, 29?
He's 29.
Gosh.
It's a bummer. Probably one of the most hyped college prospects ever coming into the draft 7 years ago.
Yeah. Which is why they got rid of Peyton Manning.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to go work for John Fox. Hey! All right, checking in at
number 2.
This is a story from Kansas City, Missouri. You have to be prepared for this. Susie Torres thought she had water in her left ear.
I woke up Tuesday morning hearing a bunch of swishing and water in my left ear.
Wouldn't go away. She went to the doctor. Medical assistant checked her out. Torres said while she did not know exactly what was in her ear at that point, she tried to keep her cool.
Ran out and said, I'm going to go get a couple more people. And she said, I think you have an insect in there. No, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was. And until she came back in and they told me it was a spider. They had a few tools and they worked their magic and got it out.
Oh,
never
God.
Thought that they Ooh. Would crawl in your ear or any part of your body.
It's warm in there.
It turned out to be a brown recluse spider. Highly venomous!
No! Ah! In her ear!
And she said she looked and I looked okay and that I was lucky that I didn't get bitten by this recluse. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I didn't have any earplugs. So, yeah, I'm pretty terrified of the spiders.
Yeah.
I would be now for sure.
I think it's time to call, Erex or whatever. Call one of those companies.
How lucky is she? A venomous spider living in her ear?
Oh, God.
Yuck.
Oh. And finally, we're going to end on a happy note.
Number one.
But a related note. You know, it was a D23 big thing, the Disney convention over the weekend.
I was getting goosebumps reading about it on Twitter.
Yeah, you're one of those geeks, too.
I am.
So here's the deal. That the, they're unveiling a bunch of stuff that they're going to put on.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're also going to do this, like, Life According to Jeff Goldblum show.
On the Disney streaming service?
Yeah. So Jeff Goldblum was in an interview when he found out that Spider-Man may not be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe anymore because of a dispute with Sony.
Why do you think Spider-Man is such an important part of the MCU? Because there may be a little divorce happening.
No. This is the first I've heard of it.
Save Spider-Man?
I'm crestfallen. Save. What's happening? I didn't know any of this. I'm not a business person. You're speaking. Whatever you say is Greek to me. But all these, the mountains of Broducore and I don't know. It'll all work out, I'm sure.
That's a good promo for a show. Because now you're going to just watch it to see if he's having a stroke.
What the hell did he just say?
Sort of wacky.
I don't know.
Sorry, he was trying to dance a little bit, I think.
Is there something else we need to know here?
I was trying to figure out if this Life According to Jeff Goldblum was going to be the Grandmaster version of Jeff Goldblum from Thor Ragnarok. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Oh, he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it just sounded like he went that way right now.
Yeah, but no, you're getting this.
Who's your favorite Disney princess?
Besides you, let me see.
Oh, God.
Well, part of their world. What are those things called? Oh, yeah, feet. I want to be part of their world.
Can we get you as part of the live-action film?
I want to be Ariel.
It's already been cast. I hate to break it to you.
Who's playing that part?
The sweet Halle Bailey, who is...
Halle Berry, I love her. She was wonderful in Monsters Ball, but why would...
Bailey. Oh, she's a younger Hallie, but she's
okay.
The first one.
All right, I'm done.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Was he not prepared to talk at the Disney launch?
Apparently not.
Of the streaming service?
I got to say, though, he made more sense than Trump selling Doral.
Yes, he did.
The top five at five.